This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Many states in this country have headed towards economic lockdowns because of rising numbers of coronavirus cases. Stephen Moore warns about the return of lockdown lunacy by looking at the economic cost of them. Now, you might remember a previous commentary that I wrote a month ago based on the book The Price of Panic. The authors looked at the cost-benefit and concluded that there was virtually no medical benefit, while there was an enormous social and economic cost. Stephen Moore raises an even greater concern about lockdowns being proposed that would close down schools, churches, businesses, restaurants, and office buildings. One ominous comment in his op-ed was the revelation that some of the economic advisors to Joe Biden believe that a national lockdown needs to be implemented quickly, and they're also convinced that the last national lockdown in the spring wasn't very effective because it wasn't stringent enough. The impact of such draconian controls will have an even greater impact than what we saw months ago. Stephen Moore estimates that such a lockdown would bankrupt thousands of small businesses and destroy millions of jobs. You know, every week of the shutdown could lead to about $250 billion in lost output. That would mean a loss of about $2 trillion in 2 months. And that does not even add the emotional cost of loneliness and isolation, along with increased suicides, drug overdoses, and domestic abuse. Other countries, and even some states, have used a better strategy of focusing protection on seniors and vulnerable medical populations. After all, these groups account for more than 90% of the deaths and severe coronavirus medical problems. We know so much more than when we promoted the lockdowns months ago. It is time to apply what we've learned. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.